Blog Talk Radio.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Your presence, I onward bound. Lord, rest my feet on higher ground. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying that I onward bound. Lord, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up, hallelujah, and I'll stand by faith on heaven. Oh, tableland, a higher flame that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, so Satan dog at me a curl. For faith has caught a joyful sound, the songs of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up, and I shall stand. Hallelujah. My faith on heaven. Oh, tableland, a higher flame that I have found. Lord, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the earth, above this world. Oh, I give God honor this evening, oh God, to being on the Vlog prayer line worldwide, international. I thank God for my chief apostle, my chief apostle. Hallelujah, Mary Oscar has given me an opportunity to be on the prayer line, to bring the word from on heaven. I thank God for those that are on the line right now. May God bless you tonight to know that God will never leave you and never forsake you. Thank God for this another opportunity to bring the word. Eternal God, we thank you for this opportunity. to bring, thus said the Lord. Not my will, O God, put pastor behind the cross, that, oh God, that you get the glory, that you get the honor, that we lift you up in every way that we can. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. For a few minutes, I'd like for you to turn to 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, the 17th verse. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, the 17th verse. And it reads like this. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separated, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will you receive our Lord. If I were leave with you deceiving time to close out your sin account, it's time to close out your sin account. You are dealing with the principle of separation. How to drive a wedge between the old man, that old craving and lust that you are still doing, and the new man, woman, boy, and girl who embrace the spiritual things of God. You should on this line be separated from the old way and the desire and the lust of the flesh and the activities or whoremongering, fornication, adultery, going with somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife, and lesbian and prostitution is not of God. Other activities of taking naked new pictures of someone else, that is not of God. He wants you to separate yourself from these things tonight. Remove tonight, because there can be a change in your life. Close out that sin account that is bogging you down. Keep you from serving the true and living God. God is not pleased with what you are doing right now. don't you change what's going on in your life. Time now to start living with one another and your nightmares. Stop bigoting and gossiping with each other. God wants to change you. Come on and close out that shit account. We may endure all night, but joy comes in the morning. If you do not close out your sin account, then evil will always have access to you. It will wreck your plan and rain on your parade. The enemy have a joint account with you. When you participate in sin, he will be there and have access to your mind and thoughts. The devil is in your past, and right now, in the year of 2023, you still deposit him in your account. When he deposits, he leaves it there for you to do your trash. And when you feel the need to continue in your sin, you are in bondage. You are in bondage, and you keep incarcerating and to keep you outside of God's kingdom. It's time now to close out your sin account. When the devil get ready to do something in your life or think that you are getting closer to God, he will take a spiritual ATM card and make transaction. That is why it is necessary to close out everything the enemy has taken from you. It is often difficult. Listen to me, my people. It is often difficult for you to go forward and to continue to live a sinful life. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, said the 17th verse, therefore, if any man, woman, boy, and girl be in Christ, he is a new creature, and the old things all passed away, and behold, all things become new. The enemy brings temptation through old doors, which deals with your lust, your insecurity, your fear from the past. If you used to drink, did expect him to tempt you in the area of drinking and drugging or running around with all types of women. Expect the enemy to come to you as a thief in the night. I want you to know that in Philippians, the third chapter, the 13th verse, Paul said, I count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto the things which are before. It's time now to get yourself for Jesus. He wants you to be free. He wants to give you joy. He wants to give you peace and happiness. You will not get it if you think sex is all that you should have to comfort you. But I want you to know that God give you the responsibility to help yourself. Stop letting people control your mind. If you're weak, God will make you strong. Yes, he will. Stop letting a woman be your boss. Man was here before woman. We know there's some women that act like men. They need to get themselves in order. It's time now to close out your bank account and wake up. God can't use mess. God can't use trash. God can't use junk. But he wants to use a good man that know how to hear from God. A good woman that knows how to live and serve God. I don't know about you right now, but it's time now to close the door of your sin account. Come on, my people. Come now and turn from your wicked ways and know that God is waiting with stretch out arms to carry you through another level in life. You can't do it all by yourself. Close out that sin account right now. It's time now to wake up and know that God is there for you. Come to Jesus right now. Come to him. He's waiting. Close out that sin account. Close it out. Time now to get right with God. You may have issues, you may have problems, and you may have setbacks in your life. You may have relapsed, backslid, whatever the problem is. The word of God says if you confess that sin, he's just and faithful to forgive you of that sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You may say it's impossible, but God says all things are possible. You may say that you're tired, but God says, I will give you rest. You may say nobody really loves me, but God is saying, I don't know what happened, but something went on. But God is saying to you today, close out your bank account, because the day and time is drawing nigh. He wants you to come to Jesus today to know that you're never alone. You're never alone. And he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. If you confess that sin, he's just and faithful to forgive you of that sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day, and today I walk beside him. Oh, I know, I know. Today, but many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. Hallelujah. But I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Many things about tomorrow, hallelujah, I don't seem to understand, but I know, hallelujah, who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God wants you today to close out your sin account, to know that God is waiting for you to turn your life around and make a change this day. tomorrow is not promised to no one. And behold, this is the day that the Lord has made. I don't know about you, but this is your time to make a new life in the year of 2023. Close out right now your sin account. Make a new life and turn it over to the Lord. He's waiting. Don't hesitate. You know what you've been doing wrong. It's time to make up in your mind that when you're weak, thou art strong. Thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you. Close out your sin account. Peace.